Belinda Audio present this unabridged recording of A New Beginning, Book 3 in the Badger Brook series, written by Grace Thompson and read by Claire Morgan. Sophie Daniels shrugged on her WAF overcoat and reached down for her small case. "It doesn't seem much to be taken home for the weekend of your wedding," she said to her friend. Daphne reached for her own bag, which was even smaller. "I just hope your mother has the dresses ready, or we're going to be in church smiling at the vicar in our Air Force blue. I did think of marrying in uniform, but Geoffrey didn't like the idea. After all, the war is almost over, isn't it?" "Never over until the last battle is won and we're still fighting and dying, remember?" "But we've got the Germans on the run, haven't we? The Siegfried Line is broken and the town of Nancy is freed. And the rumours about a new rocket attack on London might just be that, a rumour. They're calling it a V2, and although the government have tried to hush it up, they can no longer pretend it's a gas mains exploding." "Come on, Daphne. Why would they lie?" "So the enemy won't know where the weapons are going to land and change their direction, of course." "I know. Of course I know. It's just that my whole family live in the East End of London, so I prefer to pretend it isn't happening." Sophie stared at her friend. "They've survived this far, and I can't bear to think of losing one of them now." They had a lift to the station in one of the lorries taking some airmen on leave, and they managed to get seats next to each other on the train to London. Daphne wore her dark hair tucked tightly underneath her cap and was looking forward to allowing it to fall freely when dressing for her friend's wedding. With her large features and being above average in height and strongly built, and with her uniform adding to her imposing stature, she was aware of appearing mannish and longed for the opportunity to remind people that she was truly feminine, despite her impressive measurements. Thank goodness the strong-willed Sophie wasn't going to have her way about marrying in uniform. There were few chances to dress up in these austere days. Even dances were scarce, and usually last-minute affairs, forcing them to go in uniform or not at all. Wearing a dress, letting hair escape from the dreaded hat. A wedding was too good an opportunity to waste. Sophie was much smaller than Daphne, and, being extremely fair, seemed fragile beside her friend.